各位听众，大家好，我是赖世雄，很高兴又在空中跟大家见面了。
Hi everybody, this is Bruce.
好，我们今天为大家看的是第142课，这是在我们的这套教材第478页。你看这里的标题是这么说的
：Say cheese.
Oh, somebody's cutting cheese.
No, you didn't take a bath again.
啊。我说有人在切 cheese， 结果他讲说，那才不是切 cheese， 那是因为你又没有在洗澡了，所以 cheese 的味道呢是有点臭臭的，这样
有的有，
但吃起来听说都很好吃，对不对
？I love cheese. I like stinky cheese and I like non-stinky cheese.
臭的或者不臭的，我们都喜欢 ，stinky 发臭的，
S-T-I-N-K-Y, S-T-I-N-K-Y, stinky 豆腐。
我们讲的臭豆腐，我们中国的臭豆腐，哦，听说不少的我们的外国朋友都很喜欢，但好像你是不太喜欢啊。
那个炸的还可以，
啊，炸的你喜欢？
可是真的没办法了，
真是，豆腐是这样拼的。
One way to spell it is T-O-F-U, T-O-F-U, but other people will spell it D-O-F-U, or even D-O-U-F-U. It's not an English word, it's Chinese, so there are different ways to spell it in English.
不错，豆腐、豆腐都可以，但要特别记住，真要用英文解释的话，的确有一个叫 bean curd， 那就是指的是豆腐。
Right.
Bean curd 它是这样拼的
，b e a n c u r d， b e a n c u r d， bean curd。
好，我们现在就一块来看，请 Bruce 为我们把142课。这个对话从头到尾念一下。
Lesson 142, Say Cheese, Part 1, Dialogue. A boy and a girl are at the zoo. The boy says, Oh my God, that kid just fell and one of the gorillas is walking toward him quickly. Call the zookeeper.The girl says, It's no use doing that. It's too late. One of the gorillas got him. The boy says, Oh no, help, help. But the girl says, Hey, wait a minute. The gorilla is carrying him to the gate. And the boy then says, Wow, that's cool. The girl says,Hurry, take a picture of this. And he says, that's a good idea. She then says, look, the gorilla's actually posing for us. And he says, isn't she cute? Come on, gorilla, say cheese. And she says, cut that out, will you? Do you think it understands English?But he says, look, it's smiling.
很有意思。现在我们从头再来看这个标题 ,say cheese。那什么时候他用讲 say cheese 呢？哎，这个就有意思了。我们就要请教呢 ,Bruce 来告诉我们为什么要说 say cheese。
Of course, if you want to take someone's picture,We usually like to see them smiling in the picture. So, I don't know who first thought of this, but someone realized that when we say certain words like cheese, especially this E sound in English, E, you also have this sound in Mandarin, when we make this sound, our mouthlooks like it's smiling. So people thought, if I tell people to say the word cheese, they will look like they're smiling, and then I can take their picture. in the picture later, it will look like they're smiling.
这个 cheese 本来也就是起士或者乳酪，但是呢，在这边 say cheese 就是我们拍照的时候啊，拿照相机的人他就跟你这样说 say cheese， 哎，大家都说这个字 cheese， 因为你说 cheese 的时候刚好是发 e 这个元音，我们在英文里头发 e 的时候，刚好那个嘴型是笑笑开开扁扁，看起来很像笑的样子。不过我觉得呢，这个 say cheese 要我说哈，我就不会这样说。
你说钱？
哎，对 ，no， 我会说 say eat 吃，吃东西的吃 eat
更好，
效果也是一样这样子啊啊 say eat。那么现在我们就一块来看。当然刚才我是开玩笑，一般还是要说 cheese， say cheese， 最后大家就说 cheese， 让大家就照着起来，
很难看。
还好我今天有刷牙了，现在说好了。接着我们再看 ，A boy and a girl are at the zoo， 一男一女他们在动物园那边。这个 at the zoo 跟 in the zoo 啊，其实还是有差别的。
有。
但是 at the zoo 有可能是在动物园里头，也可能在门口那边。
嗯哼
，in 是一定在里头，对不对
？Right。
所以 I'll meet you at the station 是指的我会在车站那边等你，可能我会在门口，也可能会在这个里头走一走，让我走的可以在附近这样走一走的。那 I'll meet you in the station 只能在车站里头的。好，我们接着我们再来看。Oh my God, that kid just fell.And one of the gorillas is walking toward him quickly. Call the zookeeper. 哎呀，惨了 ，My God， 惨了，我的天哪！那么 that kid 那个小子 just fell， 那么刚刚跌了下来。And one of the gorillas， 其中有一只猩猩呢 ，is walking toward him quickly， 啊，正朝着他这样很快的这样走过来。Call the zookeeper， 赶紧呢去叫谁来？打电话叫这个 zookeeper， 也就是动物管理员，动物园的里面的管理员，赶紧叫他过来。在这个句构里头啊，其实也是蛮简单的，但是我要说一句话 ，Oh my God，Oh my God， 有时候假如说是一般的这个天主教徒或基督教徒，他们就不太喜欢用 Oh my God 这个字，因此一般人也用 Oh my goodness， 啊 ，goodness 是这样拼的
，G O O D N E S S， G O O D N E S S， My goodness 或 My gosh， G O S H。G-O-S-H Gosh 跟 Goodness 都不要大写，
嗯哼，也就是哇老天惨了。所以我们通常呢，就我们假如说认识一些朋友是基督徒或天主教徒的，我们不要用 My God 这样的字眼，我们用 My Goodness 或者是 My Gosh 都可以这样使用。但 Bruce 通常你好像都不讲这个玩意，你讲 Hold my money。太过分了啊！好 ，Oh my money, he's coming again！ 啊，好，这我是开玩笑，没有这个说法，真有意思。
你好坏
啊 ！That kid just fell， 跌下来都没问题。And one of the gorillas is walking toward him quickly。我要谈的是什么呢 ？Gorilla 这个字，Gorilla 是猩猩，可是我们可以看到也有 A 开头的 ape。对不对？还有呢，在东南亚这个红红的，这个比较难叫的那个，这个是到底有哪几种啊
？Okay, well, ape, A-P-E, A-P-E. We studied this in our last lesson. Is something which looks like a person, and it has no tail, and that's the difference between apes and monkeys.Monkey, we also saw yesterday in our lesson, or the last lesson. Monkeys do have tails, but apes and people don't. So many scientists think that apes and people are more closely related than monkeys and people. In fact, there's one ape, the chimp, C-H-I-M-P, C-H-I-M-P. The chimp is the most closely related animal to people.
不错，那个 chimp 是 chimpanzee 的缩写，也就是我们一般讲的这个猩猩，但它是比较呢体型小一点啊。那么它其实在马戏团里头常常表演的，
对，
还会在当面吃香蕉，还会抽烟这样子，
都会做，
还会喝啤酒，都会的。但是 gorilla 那是比较大的哈、啊，在非洲的森林里头就可以看得到 gorilla。但在印尼还有一种红色的马的，
对，
那个叫什么？
That's an ape because it doesn't have a tail, and there's no English word for this. We use the Malaysian word, and we write it orangutan. O-R-A-N-G-U-T-A-N. Again, O-R-A-N-G.U-T-A-N, orangutan means man of the forest, or they would say man of the jungle, because it looks a little bit like a man, but with lots and lots of long red hair.
也是用马来语这样子叫出来的。
对。
事实上在印尼都可以看得到爪哇岛上面都有这样的。
有。
好，接着我们再往下看。It's no use doing that. 啊，这样做是没用的。It's too late. 已经太晚了。One of the gorillas got him. 其中一个猩猩已经抓住他了。It's no use doing that. 你看这个句子非常棒，因为这是一个习惯的用法，在 it is no use 后头一定要放一个动名词，这是规定的。所以我们常常这样说啊，跟他呢讲理是没有用的。He's very stubborn. It's no use reasoning with him. 不能说 it's no use to reason with him. 那么这是固定的用法，记住 it's no use 后头一定要呢放动名词。这个用法也等于 there is no use in reasoning with him。用 there is no use 的时候，后头要放呢介词，这个 in 也是固定的用法。所以这边呢 is no use doing that， 也可以说 there is no use in doing that， there is no sense in doing that。 sense 是这样拼的，
S-E-N-S-E S-E-N-S-E sense。
还可以说 there is no point in doing that。
Very good。 Point P-O-I-N-T P-O-I-N-T point。 There's no point in cleaning my floors because they just get dirty again。
他说你看清理我的 地板我家地板没有用的，因为你清理完了可以弄得更脏了啊。There's no use in reasoning with him. There's no point in reasoning with him. It's no use reasoning with him. 这都是这样说的。好啦，我们接着再来看。Oh no, help, help, 哎呀惨了，不要翻成哦不，就是哎呀惨咯，救命啊，救命啊，这样说的。这个 help, help, 因为我们晓得是叫救命，救命。在等于中文救命救命，我们是固然了解，可是有时候我们听到是这样 Mayday Mayday， 那也是救命。我们千万不要翻成五月那一天，五月那一天 Mayday， 那个 May 是大写的 M-A-Y， May 就是五月， May 或者再加个 Day D-A-Y， 通常都是飞行员他们都会这样讲。
That's right。
那么什么叫做 Mayday， 为什么等于这边叫翻成救命，能不能告诉我们这个 Mayday 什么意思？
Well, as you just mentioned, it is the call of a pilot who is having trouble with his aircraft and he needs help, but they use the term Mayday instead.
事实上专门是指飞行员用的这么一个字眼。那么飞行员怎么拼呢？
Pilot, P P-I-L-O-T. P-I-L-O-T. Pilot.
一般人我们在谈话说, 哎呀,救命啊,救命啊, 那时候不能讲, Mayday, Mayday, 人家觉得就很滑稽了。好,通常是在飞行员他在, 高空的时候呢,他会用呢,他的固定的用语啊,他接着再看, Hey, wait a minute, the gorilla is carrying him to the gate. Hey, 且慢, wait a minute, the gorilla, 这个猩猩正带着他朝这个门这样走去, wait a minute, 这个还蛮不错, 除了用 wait a minute, 还有哪些说法也表示等一下呢?
Wait a second.
Wait a second. 或者是 just a second.
Just a second. Hold on a second.
Hold on a second.
Wait a moment.
Wait a moment. 都可以这样说, 好多种都可以,对不对? 所以 hold on 也是最常用的, H-O-L-D, hold, 加个 on. Hold on, 其实后头不要夹子都可以, hold on, 且等一下, hold on a moment, hold on a second, hold on a minute, 都可以用啊。 好啦,接着呢,我们去看, wow, that's cool, wow, 太棒了, that's cool, 这是年轻人的用语, 我们也可以说, that's great, 太好了, 但这个cool, 通常指的是天气的凉爽, it's getting cool, with the coming of fall, 随着秋天的到来, 哦, 天气慢慢凉爽起来了, with the coming of fall, the weather's getting cool. 但cool在绘画里头 有个用语叫cool off, O-F-F, 那这什么意思, 以及怎么使用啊?
Cool off is a verb phrase. We use this when we want someone to calm down because they're angry. In English, we have the idea that when you are angry, you get hot. And that's why we say someone is hot under the collar, C-O-L-L-A-R, C-O-L-L-A-R. When someone is hot under the collar, they're angry. And we don't want them to be angry or too hot, so we tell them to cool down or cool off.
所以我们说啊, that man is getting angry, 他生气起来了, 也可以这样说, he's hot. Under the collar. 这是指的什么? 什么叫 collar 呢? 我们衣领叫 collar. 这个字我们再拼一下。
C-O-L-L-A-R. C-O-L-L-A-R. Collar.
也就是衣领哈。 在衣领下它整个发热的, 就是那个热气快爆出来, 快发火的意思啊。 我们用 collar. 但是呢, 又等于呢, he's angry, 他非常的火大了。 所以呢,我们就会说, cool off, 冷静下来, 不要冲动, 不要火大, 也可以讲 cool down. 但我稍微谈一下, 这color是衣领, 那颜色呢, C-O-L-O-R, 它的发音, 它的原因是不一样的, 颜色的念法, 我们念一下,
color,
color, 的音, color, 但是如果是衣领是发啊的音, 好, 我们把衣领念一下,
collar,
好,然后颜色,
color,
color,
the color of your collar is white,
你衣领的颜色是白色的, 再来一遍,
the color of your collar is white, but what are those pink marks?
不要害我, 不要害我, 他说我在这个衣领上面的粉红色的颜色是哪边来的? 那就是好狠啊, 故意这样说, 那是口红印子。 好了, 接着我们再来往下看, 他说, hurry, take a picture of this, 快点, 赶紧呢, 拍, 把这个拍下来, take a picture of something, 就拍东西,这样怎么拍下来, 请你替我们拍一张照片好不好? Please take a picture of us, will you? Take a picture of somebody or something. 但是 hurry, 这边快一点, 有一个很口语的用法, make it snappy. 快一点, snappy, 这样拼的。
S-N-A-P-P-Y, S-N-A-P-P-Y, snappy comes from, that's a snap, S-N-A-P, or as a verb, I'm going to snap my fingers. So that doesn't take long to do. That sound is very, very short. So we say something that is snappy takes a very, very short time. Make it snappy means take just a little time to do something or hurry up.
就是快一点的意思，通常一面讲一面也可以做这样声音，我这个打得非常不太像啊。那么但是也可以用 get cracking 一些这个字。
Get cracking, let's get moving here, let's get busy. Cracking, C-R-A-C-K-I-N-G, C-R-A-C-K-I-N-G, let's get cracking.
Let's hurry, let's make it snappy, 快点 take a picture of this. 好，这个时候呢，他就这样讲了，说什么呢？他这样说了 that's a good idea, 哎，这个是一个好点子，甚至直接这样讲了 good idea. 好了，这个时候女孩子说了 look, the gorilla's actually posing for us. 你瞧那个猩猩还真的呢在为我们摆好姿势了呢 pose,摆姿势，所以我们常常说，哎，咱们合照拍一张照片 ，Let's pose for a picture. Let's pose 或者用 for a picture. 咱们合拍一张照片吧，就这样说的。Pose 代表摆姿势，但现在这个 pose 也可以当名词啊。那么 pose, you know, I don't like her pose. 我不喜欢她那摆那个姿势。我们通常呢 ，the photographer 摄影师就会这样说。那么就请你这样摆，这样摆好，这样站，那么摆一个好姿势 ，give me a good pose 就可以这样说的。好了，但是 pose 还有另外一个用法，这个用法在绘画里头也是很棒，写作可以用得到。Pose a threat to someone 为某人能构成一个威胁，这个 pose a threat 这边代表形成威胁。Threat 是 T-H-R-E-A-T, T-H-R-E-A-T. 我们用 pose a threat 找个例子。
Unclean food poses a threat to our health.
我们说不干净的食物对我们的健康会形成威胁，构成威胁。再来一遍。
Unclean food poses a threat to our health.
好了，了解这一点，我们接着往下看。Isn't she cute? 她难道不可爱吗？她真是可爱极了。Come on, gorilla, say cheese. 来，猩猩，说 cheese。对着猩猩说呢，讲这样话了。这个时候呢，女孩子讲 cut that out, will you? 或者 cut it out, will you? 得了，省省吧。Give me a break, will you?拜托 give me a break, 对不对、
right.
break 是这样拼的
B-R-E-A-K, B-R-E-A-K, give me a break.
拜托我们翻译就是翻成拜托饶了我好不好别这样好不好 Do you think it understands English? 你是不是认为他听得懂英文啦哎怎么一想到这个 boy 就开始讲话 Look, it's smiling.他在笑呢 This means that the gorilla, you know, understands human language. 显然他听得懂哈哈这样笑因为可能里面呢这个 gorilla 是装的里头搞不好是呢是 Bruce 在里头我们讲过的 Bruce 呢是现在是285磅啊
before my diet.
啊在节食以前啊这样啊那现在不错了你现在装的星星也装的蛮好看的。好现在我们就一块的从头到尾把这个对话再请 Bruce 为我们念一下。
Lesson 142, Say Cheese, Part 1, Dialogue. A boy and a girl are at the zoo. The boy says, Oh my God, that kid just fell and one of the gorillas is walking toward him quickly. Call the zookeeper. It's no use doing that.It's too late. One of the gorillas got him. Oh, no. Help! Help! Hey, Wait a minute. The gorilla is carrying him to the gate. Wow, that's cool. Hurry, take a picture of this. That's a good idea. Look, the gorilla's actually posing for us. Isn't she cute? Come on, gorilla, say cheese. Cut that out, will you? Do you think it understands English? Look, it's smiling.
最后这个字 is smiling, 也就是微笑。通常呢 ,smile 后头用一个 at, 来放一个宾语。Look, the girl is smiling at me. 瞧那个女孩子在正对着我微笑呢。我这样说的。当然我不知道呢 ,Bruce 站在我后头。回头一看哦原来女孩子对她在微笑。那么但是除了用 smile, 还有 grin, 也是这个字。G, 怎么拼的
?G-R-I-N, G-R-I-N, 如果是 it's grinning, 那个拼法是 G-R-I-N-N-I-N-G, G-R-I-N-N-I-N-G, grinning.
啊也是跟 at 的应用 She's grinning at me, 通常是牙齿露出来的微笑。好。我们的讲解就到这儿结束，谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye everyone, see you next time.